board, get a whole wardrobe, you could move them from one place.
Mm-hmm.
And the furnished a nice storage place, too.
Sure.
It's closed up, you know.
Yeah, some of them are really attractive pieces of furniture.
Right.
Are you familiar with the word stoop or portico or, platform or porch or patio or... Oh, you said patio, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Now, you said a veranda was a place out in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you distinguish between a veranda and a porch, or would they be about the same thing?
Well, they would be... I'd term about the same thing, you know.
Okay.
Even though the construction
that I know, how old are you?
Build house.
I'm 27.
You know, way back under. Of course, now I don't guess I'm telling anything you've not heard, but they used to call them piazzas.
That's
piazza. Well, now, would that be the same thing as a porch or a veranda?
Oh, yeah. Well,
that was the term we used then.
Okay.
It was P-I-Z-Z-I.
Okay.
That's what they call it.
All right. I never did like the word, and we then began to call them porches, and I adopted that to describe the. I wasn't so ready to answer.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, let's see. So we got all those. Got the pictures of the fences. Now, I've asked about a grassy strip between the sidewalk and the street. Now, might you call that a berm or a boulevard or a grass plot?
Well,
neutral ground.
Say, the boulevard is the street itself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'd say the grassy plot beside the boulevard or street. Mm-hmm. The grassy strip.
All right.
I think it'd be my way of designating it.
Okay. See where else we were. Yeah. Let's see. We talked about if a boy looks like his father, you'd say he resembles him or he fables him.
I'd say resemble.
And if he acts
that's
like
the other,
if his behavior is similar to his father's,
what that title would be put to that word to describe that?
Uh huh. Would you say he takes after him, or he has ways like? Features?
Yes, we could say he resembles him in different ways, you know,
mm-hmm.
and character or in habits and various other things, you know, that way.
All right. Well, that's fine. Let's see. Right after a wedding. You know, I'm talking about a fancy celebration after a wedding.
Yeah, that big celebration, throwing nice. Wedding.
Have you ever heard that called a chivalry or a serenade?
Serenade and showers and various other things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have a bridal shower, you know.
Yeah.
And like that. I've been all along, but you know, I'm not assaulted. I'm not as thoughtful. I don't use the best language many times. I know either. I studied Clark's grammar, you know, in my day.
Yeah.
Of course, that's very much outdated today. Clark and Harlan.
Have you ever used the words duchy or slouchy or tacky?
Well, I don't, but I hear her. I wouldn't tell me, you know. I wouldn't mind. That looked plumb tacky. That's good, Lord.
Well, now, is tacky a word that can be used to apply both to a man and a woman?
Well, I think so.
Either one? Okay.
I think so,
not
yet. All right. He looks
tacky. Have you ever heard something called a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo?
Yes.
What would that be?
Or maybe I'd say a certain regalia or garb. I'd say he's like a hoodoo or a jinx or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
If he dressed up and acted in a certain way, you know, and we call them clowns in the show. Now, I think that's what we're riding at, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Well, it looks Like, that's just about it.
I believe we've answered lots of questions.
We sure have.
Well, I have did it intelligently, and all I can say.
Oh, you certainly have. You've just been a tremendous help. I really appreciate it.
Who sent you down there? Ordinary?
This is Emory University.
From town. Or
oh, from town. I went to the courthouse.
Got the ordinary.
And that's right. I went in the ordinary's office, and there was somebody in there who said that she'd see if she could line up some people for me, and she said that I ought to try you first of all. So you're the first person I came to.
Well, you and he's first.
He's wonderful. He really is. I've enjoyed this a lot, and I've gotten a lot of good information.